Well, friends, grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and our Lord, and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus said to Thomas, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." We give Thomas a whole lot of grief for doubting, don't we? like now he's got a whole title with it, right? What's his title? What do we call him? Doubting Thomas. Oh, Thomas, come on. Why couldn't you have been like the other disciples and simply believed? He's the guy that will forever be remembered as Doubting Thomas, as the one that Jesus had to come and like talk to specifically, right? We give him a whole lot of grief, but how many of us would like do anything to get to be Thomas ourselves? Like, wouldn't that be so cool? Like to get to have the opportunity to be Thomas and to go and actually meet the risen Jesus face to face, and you would get to take your finger and put it into the holes in his hands and into the side. I mean, how much of us, we would kill for that opportunity, right? Why? Because we have doubts, don't we? Maybe it's doubting that God exists. Maybe it's doubting that Jesus is the one true God. Maybe it's doubting that your sins are forgiven. Maybe it's doubting that the resurrection will be true for you, that you will rise from the dead with Jesus. Maybe it's doubting whether being a Christian is worth it. We have a whole lot of doubts. And my guess is that we would love to get to be Doubting Thomas. You know why that is? Because we believe that seeing Jesus equals belief. That if we get to see him, then that would mean believing in him. That the power is in the sight and not the word. Maybe let's think about it this way. What do you think that Thomas was thinking before he saw Jesus? That whole week where the other disciples had gotten to see Jesus and where he had not gotten to see him yet, my guess is that Thomas was having a whole lot of things going through his head, right? Maybe like a man, a mere man like us, Jesus, would be God if he really did defeat death. That Jesus would be the Lord who promises the same to us if he really did rise from the dead. And if he did really rise from the dead, then that would mean that it is true, that our sins really are forgiven, that we will really rise from the dead. And I'll bet for Thomas, he would think that if that's all true, then this really is worth living for and even dying for. Which kind of explains Thomas's reaction when he finally does see Jesus, doesn't it? When Thomas gets to put his finger in the nail holes and put his hand into Jesus' side, how does he react? Oh, I guess it is true. Is that what he says? No. In fact, he has like maybe one of the grandest, biggest confessions of faith in all of Scripture. When he sees the nail holes and the spear in his side, right? What does he say? My Lord and my God. That's why I think that there's a whole lot more going on in Thomas's head than what we get to know about. Thomas saw the risen Jesus. Thomas saw one thing and he believed another. He saw a mere man who looked like any other man, but he believed that this man was God. Seeing a man doesn't mean a thing without the word. Jesus could have walked down the street And people would have saw Jesus and they wouldn't have thought twice about him. What had the power? The Word. For Thomas, he saw the risen Jesus, but what he believed was the Word. What does Jesus say later? Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. What Jesus is saying there is that there are many who would never get to see him, but would believe. And this is where you can raise your hand. That's all of us, isn't it? We are all the people that Jesus is talking about. We are the ones who did not get to see the risen Jesus with our own eyes, and yet we believe, which is the power of the Word. And what Jesus is saying is that the Word, his Word, is sufficient for belief, and seeing is not. If you see Jesus, but you don't have the Word, you don't know who he is or what he's done or what he promised, if you simply saw Jesus, you wouldn't believe. Seeing is not enough. Seeing without the Word equals no belief. But you can believe without seeing. You can have the Word without seeing and believe and have faith. You know, there's this guy, St. Augustine. He was a church father from North Africa. He says this. I thought this was a pretty cool quote. He says, this the disciples did not yet see. They did not yet see the church throughout all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. They saw the head, and they believed the head touching the body. By this which they saw, they believed that which they saw not. We too are like them. We see something which they saw not, and something we do not see which they did see. What do we see which they saw not? We saw the church throughout all nations. What do we not see which they saw? Christ present in the flesh. What Augustine is saying is that the disciples, they got to see Jesus, but they had to believe in his body. They saw Jesus, but they had to believe that what Jesus said about many believing without seeing would come true. They saw Jesus, but they had to believe that his word would actually spread to all nations and convert generations. They had to take that by faith. We may not get to see Jesus with our own eyes, but what we do get to see is Jesus' promises coming to fruition. We get to see his body, the church, throughout all the world. We get to see what Jesus promised coming true. And friends, I think that the belief, not just because of what they saw, but what the disciples believed would happen, is why they were willing to die. Virtually all of the disciples were martyred. They were killed for the faith. And I believe that it was not just because they saw a dead guy rise again. That is why they believed it. But what they had faith in was Jesus' word. That they believed that those who have not seen would believe. They believed in the power of the word, and they were willing to die for it. Why was it so important to them that Jesus rose from the dead? Because of what it meant. And because of what it would accomplish for so many people. That's why the disciples gave their lives. We don't get to see the risen Jesus, but we get to see what the disciples died for. We get to see this Holy Spirit bringing Jesus' promises to fruition. We get to see the power of the Word. We get to see this forgiveness of sins. I'll tell you what, being in ministry, it floors me. Seeing the sins that Jesus is willing to forgive. Hey, and you start to think, really? That can be forgiven? What power? The sins that can be forgiven by Jesus. And we get to see that. You get to see that. Just what sins Jesus is willing to forgive. You get to see the power of the Word at work in people's lives. You get to see people being baptized. You get to see people receiving the Lord's Supper for the first time. You get to see people who promise, come up to the front of church and promise that they are willing to die for this faith just like the disciples did. You get to see Christians faithfully living out their entire lives as Christians. Friends, you get to see the power of Jesus' Word all throughout the world. That's something the disciples only had to have faith in. They didn't get to see the extent of the churches. You get to see it. I'll tell you what, for all the grief that we give Thomas, he did get something right. If Jesus is risen, then it changes everything. Because if Jesus is risen from the dead, it's worth living a harder life. If Jesus is risen from the dead, it's even worth dying for. If Jesus is risen from the dead, then all those doubts go away. Jesus' resurrection dispels doubts. Well, God exists, and Jesus is Lord, and our sins really are forgiven, and He really has the power over life and death to bring about the resurrection of all things, right? If Jesus is risen from the dead, then all of that is true. And maybe the doubt that you and I as Christians wrestle with the most is whether it's worth it. Isn't it? Whether living as a Christian is worth it. It's the power of the Word. Doubting the power of the Word. Is this Word really what I need most? Is this Word really what the world needs most? Is what Jesus gives in baptism really worth it? Even when we come kicking and screaming? Is this really worth it? The hard work of raising my kids in the faith, the hard work of trying to show my grandkids the faith. Is it really worth the hard work of being a Christian in a workplace that doesn't like Christianity? Is it worth the awkward conversations that I bring up with my friend that I'm trying to share my faith with? Is it worth all of that? And the answer is yes. If Jesus is risen from the dead, it changes everything. If Jesus is risen from the dead, it's worth it. Because friends, Thomas saw the body of Jesus. He saw the scars. He saw the wounds that paid for sins. Thomas saw the first human being who rose from the dead. Thomas got to see Jesus, but he believed the Word. Jesus asks you and I to believe His Word and that it is still working. That the Word of the crucified One who has risen from the dead is what you and I need to hear the most and what the world needs to hear the most. That the Holy Spirit uses God's Word to still change lives today. We may not get to see the head, but we get to see the body. So, hallelujah. Christ is risen.
Hallelujah.